Hi there, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. So thanks, as always, for your time. Hope you are all well. Hope those of you in particular who are pure bloods are doing well. By the way, if you want to show your pure blood status, you can get a badge in the link below. And if you want a pure blood t-shirt, so you wear your pure bloodism literally on your sleeve, actually, you can get one of those too. Anyway, let's talk about New Zealand. Oh dear, oh dear. Yeah, I know, New Zealand. It's that sinking feeling when you say New Zealand. I remember a time, you know, before I get into this, where one of the countries in the world I most wanted to go to was New Zealand, predominantly to see the natural beauty. 2 years into COVID, I never want to go to New Zealand. Don't think I'd ever be allowed into New Zealand as well, because obviously being a pure blood, not welcome. That's okay with me, Jacinta. But let's talk about Jacinta, because I bring you sad news. Yes, New Zealand Prime Minister, the lovely Jacinta Ardern, an absolute stunner, has cancelled her wedding. Oh no, amidst Omicron wave. Oh, this is shocking. She's confirmed to reporters at her wedding to television host. All right, television host. Clark Gayford. Yeah. We'd all be going ahead, right? Okay, well, I mean, I'm impressed she's marrying a man, to be honest. But then again, he says he's a man. Can we judge these things in 2022? I don't know. But anyway, her wedding's off. The wedding's off. And why is that? Well, new COVID restrictions. Yes. Even as other parts in the world dismantle the COVID tyranny, our Jacinta is imposing it. She's bringing it back. The entire country is set to be placed under the highest level of COVID restrictions after somebody sneezed somewhere in New Zealand. New restrictions mean you can't have more than 100 vaccinated people at events and mask wearing in shops and on public transport. Did you see what she did there? So the filthy unjabbed can't go anywhere. Yeah, lovely New Zealand. New Zealand has recorded 52 deaths since COVID came. 52 deaths. I mean, does no one actually die of anything else in New Zealand? She says, I am no different, dare I say, to thousands of other New Zealanders who have had much more devastating impacts felt by the pandemic, the most gutting of which is the inability to be with the loved ones, sometimes when they're gravely ill. So what she's trying to say, oh yeah, you know, lots of New Zealanders have suffered. Yeah, they've suffered because of you. Let's read on a little bit. Yes, so what causes this imposition of these extreme restrictions? There was a cluster of 9 Omicron cases were confirmed, a cluster. So 9 people got the cold, and the basis of 9 people getting the cold, that's it, New Zealand's locked down. And, oh, by the way, if you haven't taken the jab, don't you dare go out. Don't you dare go out. So there is that. New Zealand, I'm sure you remember. Do you remember the story from last September when police arrested people, gang members, who were trying to get Kentucky Fried Chicken in Auckland? Yeah, that was a crime. Well, actually, to be honest, have you seen what's in a Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket? I think that possibly is a crime. But anyway, this lunatic Ardern down in New Zealand, she's locked the whole country down, put them under house arrest because she can and because so many of them seem to love it. Although I know there's protests out there and there's lots of good people I know in New Zealand standing strong. There's still pure bloods down there, folks. We are everywhere. So they're resisting her. But like, for this woman to crash the entire New Zealand economy because 9 people caught the cold is kind of shocking, you know. And it comes not long after a suggestion that fully jabbed people can come into New Zealand from the 30th of April. So in other words, from up until now, no one can go to New Zealand and no one can leave New Zealand, apart from Jacinta, obviously. She can. And the other elitists, the elite scumbags, But yeah, so it looks like the plan to open New Zealand up is going to have to just wait another year, maybe two. Don't worry about it. It's all going to be fine. Jacinta is by, you know, how dare people call her just another pathetic stooge of the Chinese Communist Party? How dare they say that? We know she loves freedom. She knows liberty. She loves liberty. That's why she takes it away. It's because she loves it so much. It's because she loves her New Zealanders that she has to tell them to stay indoors and not go out and wear a mask. Yeah, it's love. It's love that drives all this. The same love that she was trying, you know, to bond with her husband. Her husband, Mr. Gayford. Mr. Gayford. So we only can hope that this terrible wave of 10 people with the cold passes quickly enough. We only can hope it passes quickly enough so Jacinta can walk up the aisle. And what a fine bridegroom she will make. Sorry, bride. What a fine bride she will make. I mean, I hate it when people make allegations regarding her sexual identity. I, for one, find that abhorrent. And so let's hope that the people stop sneezing and then they can try and get New Zealand back to the normal state of hysteria into which that once fine country has absolutely fallen. I mean, honestly, if those New Zealanders has any testosterone left in them, they'd be throwing people like Ardern out of power and reasserting their freedoms and liberties. But they don't do it like sheep. They go along with it. So in a sense, if you won't fight tyranny, folks, you're going to end up with more tyranny. There we go, folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. Speak with you soon.